For WNPR, I'm Lucy Nalpathanchil. The debate over who should be allowed into the U.S. continues to dominate headlines. Most recently, at last week's Republican presidential debate, all of the GOP candidates say they oppose the Obama administration's plans to permit 10,000 more Syrian refugees into the country. Syrians living in Connecticut are following the rhetoric closely. We met with one family who came here after the start of the Syrian civil war. The Farages live in a working-class neighborhood in the town of Groton.
My name is Wael Farage. It's actually Muhammad Wael Farage.
He, his wife Ramia, and their three children live in a townhouse, the first place they called home after coming to the U.S. in 2012. We're sitting at the dining room table as they talk about their life.
My first couple months, I have only mattresses. Because we have nothing, so we start from mattresses.
The family came here on a visitor visa and then applied for political asylum. Like refugees, they feared persecution if they returned to their country. While El-Faraj couldn't go back to Syria because of the civil war, and his political activism against the Bashar al-Assad regime means his family would be in danger if they returned to Syria. They lived in Saudi Arabia before coming here, but Faraj says that life made him feel like a perennial immigrant.
Either you are Saudis or you are not. There is nothing in between, so it's just you are something unknown all your life. So that's really hurt.
He says unlike Saudi Arabia, immigrants in the U.S. have a chance at citizenship. But the family wasn't prepared for how long the immigration process actually takes. Faraj learned that he couldn't work legally here until he received his work authorization card. And that took almost 2 years.
It was very hard. I was working here and there, anywhere, any chance, anything. And thank God I can do a lot of things, like the third shift gas stations. And I did do the delivery pizza also. And I cleaning in the restaurants.
Now he can work legally. He has a full-time job at a furniture chain store. Faraj says Americans have been generally welcoming. But over the last month, things have felt different. He works in customer service, and he's been getting more questions when people read his name tag.
They are uncomfortable with me. Like, where are you from? What's your name? Well, where are you from? So I say, I'm from Connecticut, because I learn now. They say, no, where you are from? I mean, I'm originally from Syria. So when they know that I'm Syrian, they say, why all the problem from you people?
He wants to tell them it's not Syrians who are the problem, but he can't. Talking politics while at work is prohibited. So he just listens. Not all of the conversations have been uncomfortable.
She say, I love your accents. And I would like to know where you are from. I told her, I'm from Syria. And she started to cry. Even me, I couldn't hold my tears. Like, I couldn't. And she hugs me. She says, we are trying to help Syrian families. And that's hard. Because They are suffering pretty much.
His wife, Ramia Farage, hands him a tissue. Some of her relatives have died at the hands of the Assad regime. She says life in Connecticut has been good.
In the beginning, it's hard. But now, like, after, like, my husband, he get job, we have a house, we have... Like, I feel like I'm...
Stable.
I feel more stable here.
More safe.
Now I'm happy I'm here.
Her neighbors, Lori and Mark McLean, say they're happy the Farages and their children are here too.
We're such a part of their lives that they come running up and jump in our arms, you know, auntie, uncle. So
it was one of these. Sitting in her living room next door, Lori McLean says the families share dinners together and talk about the similarities and differences in each of their lives.
You know, I don't know how long this will last as far as the close proximity, but I know that we've had a part in their lives when they first got started and got acclimated, but also even now.
The Farages are still waiting for their green cards. Their two oldest children, a daughter and son, are doing well in school, and their toddler is having no trouble learning two languages, Arabic and English. But Wael Farage says his heart will always be in Syria. His dream is to return there one day and to show his children where they come from.